Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Reef Ethics. My name is Kiana Raymondomeni, and I am the business unit head for Courts and Legal Services of Sim Forest Limited, an IT firm in Rivers State, Nigeria. But just before we begin, let us take an opening message from My Excellency, Justice Mrs. Eberechi Suzette Nyesomwike, the initiator of Reef Ethics.
Greetings to our diligent people of River State and welcome to another episode of River Ethics on Radio, a character building weekend show. Please remember that the girl child is one of the greatest miracles in the world. This episode is titled Girls in Information and Communication Technology, also ICT, the need for more participation in the Niger Delta. It is in commemoration of the United Nations Girls in ICT Day 2021, which comes up annually on April 22nd. Despite the headway the world has experienced over the years in terms of a substantial increase in access as well as the availability of new ICT applications, there are still significant challenges to overcome in ensuring women are included in the transformation to a digital-enabled society. Ensuring women can effectively adopt digital technologies would benefit worldwide productivity and social development. Many groups, such as older adults, indigenous groups, and in particular women, continue to fall behind in opportunities to effectively use ICTs to improve their livelihoods. As numerous areas of daily life and basic services are delivered by digital technologies, only some people will be able to harness the opportunities of engaging in the economy. The welfare gap between those with access to ICTs and the digitally excluded, salient among them, women, is still very wide and thus increasing worldwide inequality. Existing gender gaps in digital inclusion, if not properly addressed, are likely to lead to gender inequalities in many other areas, including inequalities in labor markets and less financial inclusion of women. This is because digital technologies are omnipresent and digitization affects all areas of our lives. Digitally excluded women are likely to be excluded from attractive and lucrative employment opportunities simply because they lack digital literacy, which is one of the most demanded skills in the digital age. Their digital exclusion will also prevent them from finding a fairly paid job. The job search markets are becoming increasingly digital, and many employers prefer to hire their employees on online job search platforms. Women without access to such platforms run the risk of receiving significantly lower wages for their work than current market wages. Therefore, the inability to access and use digital technologies is likely to lead to an even wider gender pay gap. Considering this lopsided global statistics that 200 million fewer women than men own mobile phones, 250 million fewer women than men use the internet, and only 6% of women develop apps, the time has come for concerted efforts by government, the private sector, communities, and families in addressing this anomaly for numerous reasons, including developmental and economic. Let us listen to our guest speaker as she expounds on the subject. She is Ms. Kiana Raymond Omeni, Business Unit Head, Courts and Legal Services, Sim Forest Limited. Please enjoy the episode and let the lessons learned spur us to make a difference by our little individual and collective efforts. Our wonderful people of River State, don't forget to always let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
Ihụrụ anụmeka o ndị arizika bụ ndị ọgbakọ ekwere USA ehekwu coronavirus bụ ehekwu ka enwehala egwumisi ike ya ọgwụ ọhịa ọ bụ kini ha eme na ọhụ na anyị gbochira Hosono Igoruncha, Nomini, Nosomaka, Mbinubobla. Hosono Ekusri, Opakanaya, Manimi, Moboni, Ekwabalokwa, Mobuno Sansa, Homaseno, Ibushimeroni, Mbinubobla. Rishahino Kusamahombla, Ipalamaka, Mbinubobla. Gurumono Beteganaka, Kebugahelko, Tepatanaka, Mbinubobla, Ipalamuhaka, Izekompe, Agidabaduze, Lelore, Bere, Mobuka Beligabadon, Mobikwameli, Keseno, Odobiro Dobri, Izeno Hoga Sesi, Bushimemi, Manoni, Mbinubobla. Basibadaka, Mobuka, or Bagidabadibe, Dahayeme, no Mahayevu and Heko, Yeko Yeweha, and Hibiako, Yeko Yazina Pokwa, Shiririke, Yeko Yazine, Ulolu, Mahobu, Yanu Rishopoko, Daha Pesome, not Bequahi, no Nodi, Keburoma, Osono, Irijeruho, Menubobla, Riboku Pawiri, Natamase, Urisisi, Menubobla, Osono, Iwangamini, Karenkare, Menubobla, Osono, Iagarehi, Ogo Zipatayana, Karenkare, Bali, no Kosama, Mazapa Toro, Menubobla, Daha Pesome. Mahuna, Yvain Coca, Sukundoriano, Kebokuga, NCDC, no Green Green, 080-097-00-0010. Biko, Hosino, Ijila Kai, Lady Behi, Isokonya Niobla, Mobezinoro, Kevu, Eheko, Coronavirus, Abekulem, Yechigali River State, Mwai, Yesum, Ezen Wike, Nihi Nobaliga, Nochihala, Eheko, Kebokuga, Coronavirus, Nelly River State, Degia Rizika, Bundoba Kwekwere, USA, Anumekao.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, this is Weave Ethics on Radio, and my name is Kiana Raymond Omeni. I will be speaking on the topic, Girls in ICT, the need for more participation in the Niger Delta. So first, I will start by defining some things. ICT, Information and Communication Technology. It's what practically every organization is using right now. Everybody is into one form of IT or the other. ICT, same thing as IT. Most people just remove the communication, but of course it's a part of it. The International Girls in ICT Day is usually celebrated in April, and this year's own will hold on the 22nd of April. However, it has held for about 10 years, started in 2011, and is usually organized by the International Telecommunications Union, which is actually founded by a woman. And they work in collaboration with the UN to celebrate this day. And the reason really for this celebration is to include more women, more girls in ICT, in the ICT industry, because we all know that the ICT industry is dominated by the male folk. They are the ones that are more in our engineering classes. They are the ones that are more in our maths classes, even in our science classes. But this ICT Day, Girls in ICT Day, is usually used to encourage more women to go into the sciences and technology and engineering and mathematics and, you know, all other areas where we've always felt it's a man's place or it's a man's domain. So this International Day helps to encourage the girl child. Again, there's a lot of job opportunities in that area. There are so many job opportunities in the ICT industry. And we just don't need only men in those places. We need a lot of women in those places. And it's not all about coding. A lot of people feel when you mention ICT, it's about programming, about coding, about maybe cybersecurity and all of that. It is far much more than that. Yes, computer service technicians that are mostly men, but now we have women going into that place and we need more women there. We have data analysts, we have data center technicians. For instance, I work with an IT firm in River State, and we design a lot of softwares for different organizations and different sectors. And we need people that would have to go and operate these softwares in those places. And it's not just the guys that can do it. I'm the head of that place, and I'm a woman. So, and it's not something scary. I think we need to change our mindsets and begin to encourage the girl child to go into the ICT industry. We've seen that the place, yes, is male dominated, but we've also discovered that it is not something that is just meant for men. It is something that is meant for everybody, both male and female. Some statistics I saw recently, we have less than 20% of women in the ICT industry. So if, for instance, you have about 1.something million people, you can imagine the women, they are not even up to 200,000. In that same space, and we need more people there. So one of the best reasons for this celebration is the job opportunities available in industry, like I've said. Another thing is that some ICT companies are looking to attract and promote women because achieving greater workforce diversity is good for business. You know, we've seen that when a place is just male dominated, it's not a very friendly place, you know. But when we have women there, there's something we women do. We just spice up the place. When these guys are coding in my office, for instance, they look too serious and then they come out and they can't even smile. But when you have more women in that place, there's some life in the place. Again, there's this need to support the education of women and girls in the ICT in line with the UN Sustainable Development Goals. So there's so many reasons why we really need these women in this place. You know, I was going through some things before this talk and I found out that there have been great women in ICT from way back as far as the 19th century. They've been there helping, doing one thing or the other. But, you know, because they are women, nobody really wants to say anything about them. There is a Grace Hopper who died in 1992. They call her the Queen of Software. There's another, Radia Pellman. She's known as the mother of the internet. She's still alive. And she's known as the mother of the internet. And she doesn't believe that it was developed by one person because different people were doing their researches and we are where we are today. We have Sister Mary Kenneth Keller, who they call the first female computer science, or who is rather the first female computer science PhD holder. So women have been there far back as then, and they're doing very well. Catherine Coleman Globe is a stargazer. We've had women in astronomy, astrology. We have astronauts that are females. We have people in different areas that are females, but we need more encouragement. We need more women in those spaces. We just don't want women to be doctors and nurses up and down. I've noticed that everything women have done, men have gone in there as well. For instance, we have a lot of male nurses. We have a lot of men that have occupied the catering industry. You know, so let us women too go to those places where men feel they are the ones that are to be there. Let's go on a short break. We'll be right back.
Don't sit, there are things to be done.
Every day,
with your bit, the battle will be won.
That's the way.
Be tolerant, be understanding.
Show some care.
Be just and undemanding.
Be sincere.
The road to greatness is rough. But with hard work, we'll surely overcome. Be proud.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Rev Ethics on Radio, and my name is Kiana Raymond Omeni. I have been speaking on the topic Girls in ICT, the need for more participation in the Niger Delta. Before we went on the break, I talked about the history of the International Girls in ICT, which started in 2011 by the ITU and the UN, and they're having the one for this year, 2021, on the 22nd of April. And we talked about the reason for this day to encourage participation and create more job opportunities for the girl child, for the female gender, and also to bring about gender equality in the ICT industry. I also went on to mention some names of people who are females who have been in the IT industry from as way back as the 19th century. So right now we're going to look at, you know, some reasons why girls are not being encouraged to join the ICT space. For me, it's just a mindset thing. You know, if you see a female mechanic, everybody will look at her like, ah, this must be a serious thing. Or if you see a female driver, in fact, if anybody sees a woman driving a truck right now, you know, a very long vehicle or a tanker, we'll be like, this woman, take it easy, do a woman's job. We have this mindset of there is a woman's job and there is a man's job. But I don't think that is the way it should be. So long as you're able to do that job, you should go ahead and do it. Nobody should tell you it's a man's job or it's a woman's job. Again, we have our parents trying to put us in places that they feel we will try better and not necessarily looking at what we really want to do. And then we have employers who just feel, I just need men. I don't want any woman that tomorrow will tell me she's getting married or she wants her children are disturbing her, oh, this and that. I am in that space. And yes, the children disturb us, but we're still doing our work and we're thriving, really, really thriving. We have a lot of women in the banking industry that are doing well. We have a lot of women even in the ICT industry that are doing well. So there's really nowhere we cannot do well. So I think the society needs to change their mindset. The men need to know that we can do what they are doing in the ICT space. It's coding, it's our brains we're using, it's thinking, it's problem solving. And so it's something that anybody can do. And I really want to encourage the girls, you know, right from secondary school, from primary school, in fact, if you hear of any coding classes, join it. If you hear of anything that has to do with ICT, just go for it. Parents, encourage especially your girl children to go for it. Don't send the boys for coding and then you're sending the girls for ballet classes during the vacations. No, let them be part of the STEM club in their schools. Let them be part of the coding clubs in their school. The River State ICT department have what they call Tech Creek. It's a hub for ICT students and people interested in it. And it is not just for boys. It is for both boys and girls. Encourage people to go there. They have some programs up right now. Encourage your girl child to go there. Register them there. Let them go and gain some skills in that place. All right, so we have so many advantages of ICT. In fact, very soon we will have jobs. Our children, in the next 10, 20 years, will begin to do jobs that have never existed. Today, nobody needs to walk around the street. People do, yes, walk around the street selling products. But now, from the comfort of your home, you sell food using Instagram, using Facebook, using Twitter. All those are things that have been brought about by ICT. You don't need to build a shop and let people come and sit down there and eat. You can just put it online with one program that has been done for you, with one website or whatever it is, even on just your Instagram page. And people will order for your food and you will send it to them, or they will order for whatever it is you have done, whether it's clothes, whatever it is. So technology has come to stay. In fact, it's getting better and better every day. Yes, I would like to use the word better, not worse. Better and better every day. Because yes, we know there are the negative sides of it, but the positives are far more and they outweigh the negatives. And so we need to encourage the girl child to be in that space. There are so many things you can do sitting down at home. Nobody needs to employ you to even begin to make money with ICT. You sit down at home and think of a program and code it, or even help somebody who has coded a program operate it for the person. Teach people how to do these things. There are so many things we can do in this space, and we need more of our girls in that space, not just, you know, the boys, not just the men. Now I'd like to talk about some women that we've noticed in Nigeria that are taking the ICT space. And I'm going to mention these names just to encourage the girls in the Niger Delta, the girls everywhere in Nigeria and in Africa, that it is not just men that are up. We have women that are up there. So in no particular order, I'm going to mention these ladies and give you just a brief of who they are or what they do. I have Funke Opeke. And Funke is the founder of Main Street Technology, the developers of Main One Cable, a leading provider of telecom services and network solutions in West Africa. In West Africa, and it's founded by a woman. We have Juliet Chiazo. She is the country manager of Google in Nigeria. Google that everybody goes to. You just type International Girls in ICT Day and Google will tell you when it is, what they've done, everything. The country manager in Nigeria for that is a woman, Juliet Chiazo. We have Bilqis Adebola Adebayo. She was previously with IBM Software and developed social networking software for Fortune 500 companies. She returned to Nigeria and founded WeCycles. That's a recycling company in Lagos. That is also headed by a woman. Nkem Okocha, a former banker, is the founder of Mama Money, a social enterprise and fintech startup that empowers women with microloans and free financials and vocational skills training. So it's not just about technology things. So she's using technology to do microfinancing. The other lady is using technology to recycle waste and make money out of it. We have Lolam Masha, who's the country manager of OLX Nigeria. We have Ola Torera Oniru. She's an entrepreneur and owner of Dress meoutlet.com. So she's selling clothes online. She has an online store, and it's not a woman. There are so many of them. There's Omowale David. There is Oreoluwa Lesi. There are many of them. And when I read these names, I'm just hearing Yoruba names and a few Igbo names. And I'm yet to see one Rivers name, one Edo name, one Cross River name. It's as if the Niger Delta ladies are not there. We are there, and we need to change that narrative, and we need to encourage more people to do more things in that space, so that we'll have more girls from the Niger Delta in the ICT space. This talk, I said, I'm concentrating on encouraging participation for the girls in the Niger Delta. And I am from the Niger Delta, I'm from River State, and I'm in the ICT space. I might not be a coder, you know, but I work with databases, I work with softwares that have been designed by other people, and I make it usable by the clients. So there are so many things that can be done, and we need to encourage us. I have my colleagues who are handling different sectors. There is Belema Ladapo that is handling the software for health management, as in management of hospitals. I have Mrs. Alasedeima, who is handling public service, still using software. So there are many of us there. I have a colleague, Stella Chinon Soani. She codes, she programs. You know, so there are so many of us there. If you go to Tech Creek, you see a lot of girls there doing the same thing that guys are doing. And sometimes even having better ideas, you know, being more analytical. Because first of all, the female gender is very analytical. And so they need to be encouraged not just to analyze how to organize a house and a family, but also to analyze businesses. Let's go on a short break. We'll be right back.
Look at your life, hey, what do you want to make of it? There is dignity in labor, that's the kind of life that's worth living. Idleness breeds evil, there's plenty around to do, my friend. So work hard, really hard, that's the only way to live your life.
Okay, welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Rev Ethics on Radio, and my name is Kiana Raymond-Ogmeni. I've been speaking on the topic Girls in ICT, the need for more participation in the Niger Delta. Before the break, I had talked about ladies in Nigeria who are in the IT space, and I'd mentioned some names like the lady in Main One and the ladies that have done so much in their own sphere using ICT. We also talked about social media handles that people have used, you know, to market their products and make impact where they are. So now we're going to look at how the society can encourage more women. The government, well-meaning individuals, can encourage the girl child to go into IT. You know, sometimes some people want to go into this industry, but they don't have people to sponsor them, or they do not hear about programs. They don't know where to even turn to, where to go to, and they don't know what to do. But so I want to encourage that more stakeholders, more people, more ICT companies in Nigeria and even around the world make these things available to empower the girl child. We need to encourage to join the global movement to empower girls and young women through ICT by organizing activities, not just to be celebrated on the International Girls in ICT Day, but every other day. Programs should just be organized just for girls. So yes, we have the STEM, you know, that girls are in, but we need more. We need more such activities. We need to come up with competitions, if possible, coding trainings, programming trainings, database and analysis trainings, all those kind of things, and encourage the girls to be more into it. We shouldn't even open it to the guys. The guys are too many in that space. So let's open it to only the girls. And in fact, I think I'm going to talk to a few people I know so that we can organize one day like that just for girls, and then make it a yearly event or even a quarterly event. And when we come to you, the public that are listening to me, and say, sponsor this thing, please know that it is important to us and sponsor it. Put it there. Let more girls be involved in this thing. Let more girls be in ICT. because the jobs are there and they need it. We have the unemployment rate in Nigeria is high. We need to bring it down. And it takes training, it takes awareness, it takes people putting up activities like this to be able to include more girls in the space. And we need to help the girls discover their abilities. You know, sometimes if you don't get involved in something, you won't even know that you're able to do it. So let's give them that platform. Let's give them that encouragement and make sure that we have more girls. We raise that 20% or less than 20% to 30%, 40% in the next 4 or 5 years. It is doable. It is very much doable. So join the ITU, join the UN, join Tech Creek, join everybody in the ICT industry and draw more girls to that space. Thank you so much for listening to this talk this weekend. I hope that you have learned something and you have resolved in your heart to encourage more girls around you to be part of the ICT space. Thank you and God bless you.
Dear friends, this is the much we can take on this edition of Rave Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed part of this episode or wish to download this or previous editions, please visit our website at www.reveethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You are free to share it with your friends at your school or community. You can also join Reave Ethics family on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram via @ReeveEthics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to this or other editions. The numbers are 0704-605-1333 or 0701-247-0049. Or you can send us an email on reeveethics@gmail.com. The Reeve Ethics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in River State every Saturday as follows. Nigeria Info, 92.3 FM, 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday at 12 a.m. Radio Rivers, 99.1 FM, 9 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday, same time. Rhythm 93.7, 2:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday, same time. Treasure 98.5 FM, 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, 6 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Until we come your way next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.